"What was all that about?" murmured Clara, as she and Lucas joined the bustling crowd still gawking at dead people in glass boxes. "And who's Danny? I saw him at the exhibition opening yesterday, but..."
"I thought I recognised him," interrupted Lucas. "I couldn't place him, though. What was he doing there?"
"No clue, but he sounds like a nasty piece of work," she replied, keeping her voice low as they made their way out of the museum, walking against the flow of people. "How dare he threaten Noah like that?"
"It doesn't sound like Noah is an innocent party," replied Lucas, glancing around to make sure they wouldn't be overheard. "And he could have had motive. You've probably guessed already, but he and Harold were lovers."
"I thought so. Do you really think he's capable of something like that, though?"
"No idea. I've barely spoken to the fellow. It sounds like he's up to his ears in something he shouldn't be, though, doesn't it?"
"Hmm," said Clara, not sounding happy about the suggestion. "Oh, I hope we're wrong."
"So do I," said Lucas, turning the collar of his coat up against the wind as they stepped into the street. "It'll break Kilbourne's heart if his new beau is a killer."
"Not just that," said Clara, linking her arm through Lucas's. "I quite like Noah. I hate it when someone I take a shine to turns out to be a murderer."
"How often does that happen? Actually, don't answer that."
Lucas shivered as the grey clouds overhead started dropping icy rain onto them.
"But if I were going to bump off my best friend, and believe me, Henry tempted me over the years..."
"That's my brother you're talking about," said Clara disapprovingly, "though I must say I sympathise."
"I knew you would. Anyway, my point is, I wouldn't do it in public. I'd have staged an accident in the woods, for example, or fed him a slow poison to make it look like he'd succumbed to a disease, or, I don't know, taken a walking trip with him and pushed him off a cliff, or something."
"Just how tempted were you, darling?"